news here. Broke about 2 hours ago, so we don't need the breaking news, Colfax. It's fine. Sam Mastin, pretty solid player, good guy for the University of Northern Colorado, tweeted out, "I'm very grateful for everyone at UNC that made these last 3 years so special. The memories and relationships I made are things that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Excited for the next step." That was in response to verbal commits. Northern Colorado's Sam Mastin has entered the transfer portal. He wasn't getting minutes down the stretch. He was getting, you know, very, very few minutes. He started the season, and then as the season progressed, he started seeing guys kind of get into the flow a little more of what Coach Smiley was probably looking for. And I think Coach Smiley loves Sam Mastin. But, this is why I like this rule, this right here, because Mastin is he's a decent enough player that he could go somewhere else where maybe they're not so guard heavy and he could get more minutes. So that kind of thing I like. Just retweeted it. So good luck to Sam in the future. We never had the pleasure of getting him on the program. So, wish maybe we still can. We'll try. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. We got a couple of texts here I need to get to. Near broke for us working people. How long will you be at McCarty's on Friday? We're working. Colfax, we have to watch these games. If we don't watch them, what are we going to talk about?
Got to watch them to talk about it.
Got to watch them to talk about them, near broke. And they're not all at night. You heard Mark Johnson. Saturday is like 10 o'clock for the Buffs. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to go out there early, actually, because we're Tanner Schwentz doing NoCo now for about an hour out there. In fact, I think he's doing the tail end of the morning show, Mornings with Gale, too, right out from out there. So I'll probably pop out there, educate the young man on basketball a little bit, and then just hang out. I'll probably stick around till early afternoon, grab a beer in the afternoon. I'm not, you got a rule, right? You can't have a beer before noon.
That's not true.
Okay.
Especially when they're half price.
It's half price beer out there. So,
and you know, St. Patty's Day, who knows what's going to happen today? Like, I don't know how people are celebrating or hanging out.
Oh, yeah, people are probably already doing that.
Might be a good excuse to celebrate on Friday,
yeah,
a little bit.
That's true. Yeah.
Responsibly.
Responsibly, yeah, sure. Out at McCarty's on Friday, we'll be out there. McCarty's Grill, that's in Eaton, at the Eaton Country Club. So put it in your phone as the Eaton Country Club, and you go there. But that's a good point, Colfax. You're out tonight. If you are going to a place to watch games and you're going to have more than a beer, do the responsible things, right? Be the responsible person. Again, that's going to be a lot of fun out at McCarty's. And we're just happy to go out and watch basketball, to be real honest. I think there's going to be a lot of good food out there. I think they have the best salad bar that I've had. I know it's a weird thing, but not everybody has an amazing salad bar with like 4 million selections.
I love a good salad bar.
It's good. You should try it.
Do they have baby corn?
Yeah, they do.
That was my favorite part of the salad bar.
They have everything. There's everything in it. I mean, it's like different world there, man. Eastside Chris says, thanks for the shout-out, Chief Dixon. Perhaps Broncos can get Watson. They won't have anybody to help him. Let him decide on in-flight movies and meals. Therefore, he's in on team decisions. Just put away my Red Ryder BB gun. Red Rocket. Red Ryder Rocket. Is that the right? What's the rifle called?
Yeah, the Red Ryder.
Red Ryder, yeah. Is that what
that, no.
That was Andy Dalton's nickname?
Is it?
Red Ryder?
Red Ryder.
Yeah, I think so.
From A Christmas Story?
Yeah, because he has red hair, I guess.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Took a couple of last-minute pot shots at Dalton poster. Do you have the Dalton? Do you still have the Dalton poster, you said, Chris? Is that still something that you have?
Don't shoot your eye out.
Don't shoot your eye out. Andy Dalton, going to Chi-Town, going to Chicago. Couldn't get Russell Wilson, but you're settling for Andy Dalton.
I like that meme you showed me earlier.
Is it Kanye?
Yeah.
He's like cracking up, and then they're like finding out you wanting Russell Wilson, but then finding out you get Andy Dalton instead.
Just a big old smile. Ha ha, and then your face.
Mean Kanye face.
Done.
Was that the time when he found out that Beyonce didn't win the Global Grammy or whatever?
Must be.
Yeah. I think this is interesting. Yeah. You know, I think that whole thing was weird. He got up on stage and yelled at Taylor Swift or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the thing?
I forgot about that.
Taylor Swift won a
Grammy?
Whatever.
Something.
For singing about a guitar or something?
Yeah.
And then Beyonce was singing about dancing, and both very artistic, right? Both are amazing artists singing about dancing and tears on the guitars. And Kanye didn't like that. Didn't like that Beyonce didn't win it over...
That makes sense.
Over Taylor Swift? Because she's more hip-hop.
Right.
And Taylor's country?
Pop country?
This is why we stay in our territory. You do not branch out.
I don't do pop music at all.
I like soda pop, but I don't like pop music. Man, it's easy to just go off the rails lately.
It's fun. It feels like a Friday today. Does it feel like a Friday? Because it's St. Patty's Day?
It does, but I didn't even know it was St. Patty's Day today. You have green on.
I got lots of green on.
You have a lot of green. I have no green at all.
Gotta pinch you.
Well, that's what Tanner Schwent, host of No Co Now, is walking around pinching everybody. And I'm like, what are you doing? Then his whole poll question was, is St. Patrick's Day an elite holiday? And I don't know what he means exactly by that, but I think, like, is that one of the top holidays?
No. It's definitely secondary, but it's a good one.
It's a secondary holiday.
Yeah.
Like a top. So I always think of the best holidays are when we're in the holidays. That's New Year's Eve and Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
And I'm a Halloween guy. I like Halloween. But I'll even remove that from the equation. And
Hall of Fame holidays.
The Hall of Fame holidays is Christmas.
You have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah. Christmas for sure.
Absolutely.
Number one.
Yep.
New Year's Eve. I'm 90, so I don't do anything on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
I fall asleep at 10 watching Twilight Zone.
Yeah. It's in, though.
Yeah, it's in.
It's in.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's when my family gets together. We don't all get together for October, for Halloween. We don't all get together for St. Patrick's Day. We don't all get together for Valentine's Day. That would be weird.
Very strange.
Very strange. Kind of a strange family situation if that's what you guys do. Sorry if you do that, by the way. No. Is 4th of July a top tier?
Yeah, absolutely.
You get in trouble, America, if you say that.
That's straight.
You better believe it. Family, I have more of a chance of getting together with family. But I've always just kind of thought of the holidays as being the big ones, the big wigs.
Definitely.
When you get into quarter four and you're in that final push, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Those are always my
top
tier. Yep. So, yeah.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
It's fun. Doesn't mean it's elite.
No, I like, though. People are like, oh, you can go drink. I'm like, I'm 20. I'm over 21, my friend. I can do that anytime. I did it, like, right before the show started.
But green
Which
beer.
Which is why we got lost talking about Taylor Swift and
Beyonce. Kanye.
That was what was on the weekend, right? It was the Grammys?
Yes.
That was over the weekend?
That was over the weekend.
Okay.
Comedian got in trouble. Bill Burr.
Because he's
making jokes.
Because he's making jokes, and you
can't make jokes anymore.
Can't make jokes. I mean, you have to pretty much joke about Iraq now. Not Iraq, Iraq, or any of that.
A literal
rock. Yes, yeah. That's it. And even then, you better be careful. Question, Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day? From Jenna.
For personal choice?
Like better, but what's the better time?
I feel like St. Patrick's Day has more staying power.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But I'm tough to ask because I don't...
Am I racist for saying that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Are you Irish?
No.
Okay, no.
I'm not Mexican either, so I don't know.
No, you're not. No, I don't think you're racist for that.
And isn't the funny thing with both of those holidays, they don't really celebrate them in their home countries?
Yeah.
Like in Ireland, they don't celebrate St. Patty's Day.
They barely do. Is that because it's like not even... Get into history here, man.
I love it.
Wow. Eastside Chris, you guys need to stay in your lane.
What?
Stop it. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop being... Noob says his name is Red Rifle! God, we just lost it on this. Deshaun Watson stuff has me rattled. Has me rattled. You know what else has me rattled? Something I'm listening to the other night. Nuggets beat the Pacers big time, all right? Jamal Murray is asked... let me go to the first one for the rebound situation. Mike Malone would like to see Jamal Murray average 6 boards per game, which I've always said that might be what can set him apart as a top point guard, is the fact that he can board so well. He could. Here's Jamal Murray's response to a reporter asking him, I think it was Mike Singer, if you know what he thought of Mike Malone saying he should be averaging 6 boards per game.
There's a lot of big fellas on the court, you know, so, you know, I apologize if I don't always get 5 or 6, you know, it's... But I'm always out there trying to rebound. I mean, we have a lot of guys that rebound. Thrill rebounds, forward guard, Porter's, Porter rebounds, Joker obviously rebounds. You know, Sapp is a big fellow, so I feel like I'm the least of the guys to get rebounds. But now I try to go there and just get a good box out.
Thoughts, Colfax?
First off, was there a cash register in the background there?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they were at, like, ka-ching, a bank or something.
Very strange.
Not even cash register. Maybe like a... They were like at a gas station.
So he's saying he doesn't get the rebounds because he's not, or because there's bigger dudes out there?
His first response was there's big dudes out there.
And then he kind of, one of the comments, he sounded a little annoyed that either the reporter was asking him or that Mike Malone would
make. Sorry, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, there's a lot of big dudes out there. We have a lot of guys that get rebounds.
So it's not his responsibility?
Is that Mamba mentality?
No, I don't see push-ups in the snow with that comment.
I don't see push-ups in the snow. I don't. That's not push-ups in the snow.
No.
That's not karate. Or he knows some form of karate. That, I don't know anything about karate. But still, like that's not the winning mindset that I want to hear. Coach wants me to get 6 boards. Guess what? You know what Paul Millsap said the other day to Mike Malone? Because Millsap hasn't been starting since he got healthy. He did start the other night, though. He ran up to coach after he came off the bench, and they lost, I think, over the weekend. And you know what Paul Millsap went up to Mike Malone and said?
Tell me.
I don't want to upset the chemistry of the starting lineup. Whatever you need from me, I'm doing it. Whatever you need. You need me to come off the bench, I'm coming off the bench. You need me to do this, I'm doing it. That, and then we started, and then they destroyed the Pacers. What I want to hear from Jamal is coach wants me to get 6 boards per game. Okay.
How high, coach?
Let's go.
How high?
That's what I want to hear. Now, here's this other thing. Now, talking about repetition and his and like what he needs to be doing and getting into the process here. This is Jamal Murray kind of talking about what he didn't do over the All-Star break.
You know, I didn't touch the ball for the break. I feel like I didn't want to touch the ball for the break. And I came back the first 2 games and I wasn't ready to play. And I just had to get my groove back and you know, I changed my routine today. I said I need to change something.
Didn't touch the ball over the break?
Yeah, your thoughts on that? And then wasn't ready for the next first 2 games back after the break. When you know you're in a monster playoff run race here. Monster race.
I guess I could understand maybe wanting to just take a break and not touch the ball over a break for a week. Fine, I can understand that. But then not being ready and admitting to that doesn't seem like you want to win.
Do you hear this from the great... Would LeBron James ever say this?
I wasn't ready.
I just wasn't ready for game 1 and 2, and honestly, I didn't want to even think about basketball. Do you think Tom Brady says that? And the reason I compare those, because you guys are freaking out right now. Jamal Murray's not Tom Brady. He's not... He gets paid like those guys. He gets paid like them. He's paid more than Nikola Jokic, folks. So before you go there... Yes, he is getting, in the year 2021, 2022, he's getting $31 million. Your boy, Nikola Jokic, who is in an MVP race right now, is getting 30.5. Not a mathematician, but Jamal Murray's making more. He is the top paid player on your team. And he says, I didn't touch a ball over the All-Star break, needed a break, and I wasn't ready for games 1 and 2. Every game now counts, seriously, because you are trying to fight for a 3 or 2 spot. Maybe 1. You could still push for that. It rubbed me the wrong way. I haven't heard that from Jamal Murray. What those 2 things that he just said kind of remind me of how he's playing, seriously. Like, he doesn't believe that he can get 6 rebounds per game. So he's going to make an excuse. Well, there's a lot of big guys out there. There's a lot of tall guys out there, and Porter gets rebounds, Barton gets rebounds, Joker gets rebounds, and Millsap gets rebounds. So, I mean, can't expect me to get rebounds, guys.
So what is it you say you do here?
What would you say you do here? If you're not scoring baskets, you better be doing other things. I've always talked about other stats. I don't need you to score 20. I don't need you to score 12 if you're getting rebounds, if you're getting assists. I don't need it. There are other ways to win basketball games. And there are some damn good players that didn't get 20 points per game. But you have to provide the other stats. I don't know that that's a winning mentality. It's not. Now, Joker doesn't really say things opposite of that necessarily. He's not really eye of the tiger kind of guy. But he also doesn't say things like, yeah, I don't know if I can get that many rebounds. I can't score 30 because there's a lot of scorers on our team. Coach expects me to score 20 per game.
What?
I don't know, man.
Well, did Jokic ever make any excuses when he scored like 2 points? Well, first off, no, because he was also getting all the other stats.
He also had like 30 assists or something. Yeah.
But we didn't hear him like,
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
No, we always said he was an anomaly because we were like, we don't know how to do it. What do I have to do for the bracket? I look at what he's asking you.
I know.
He knows I can't help him.
Does he want me to just text him back?
I had a hard time. Yeah, just secret text.
It's real easy.
We sent him the email. Did we not? We sent that email, right? Did you get it? Eastside Chris, did you get the email from CBS Sports? That's what we're through.
Yep.
And then if you did not, we'll send it again. Because we got to get you in.
Yeah.
You got till Friday, man.
You're in.
Yeah.
You just got to follow the link.
Yeah, follow the link. Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
Get to it, and all will be figured out. So you do have a problem with those last two statements, or you don't, or kind of lukewarm, kind of in the middle?
No, I just, like you said, it doesn't sound like someone that's doing push-ups in the snow anymore. I don't know what changed. I feel like for the first 3 years, 4 years of his career, how long it's been.
Going up.
Going up, 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 and we're like, this guy works harder than anybody, doing push-ups in the snow. His dad's like his mentor, like his sensei. And
then you get to the bubble, and you're so exhausted from scoring 50 and coming back and beating the Jazz that you're like passed out on the side of the floor.
Yeah.
And we get that shot, that great epic shot of you just collapsing because you poured it all on out there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I ask, and this is a compliment to Jamal. The reason I say, is that Mamba mentality? Is that Kobe Bryant? Because Jamal Murray has played like Kobe Bryant. I have seen games where I seriously go, if that Jamal shows up, nobody can beat him. Nobody. But then there's this Jamal that, there's a lot of other tall guys out there. Yeah, I wasn't really ready for games 1 and 2. I didn't want to touch a basketball. You could win a championship, Colfax. This is the best year for a non-championship team that's never won. I have proof on this. For them to win the championship. This is the best season ever. To give you a chance for a team that's never won a title to win a title, this is the year to do it, and I want to talk about that coming up in just a bit. 23 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And yes, ringless NBA teams should love their chances this season. We'll talk about that next. Again, if you want to text the show, First Advantage, text line 970-478-1301. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Halls Show, 1310 KFKA.
Power to Play Sports poll question is available at theholeshow.com. Do you think Nico Medved is going to be a long-term head coach for the Colorado State Rams, or is CSU a stepping stone job for a guy like him? Go vote at theholeshow.com. This has been one of the tighter... Wow, I just refreshed. It said 50-50. Now, it's been kind of like that all day, back and forth. You guys are torn on it. Refresh it again. It's 51.7% saying no. CSU is a stepping stone job for a guy like him, where 48% says yes, he loves CSU and Fort Collins. Colfax, this is a crazy year in the NBA. Because for the last few years, over time in the NBA, whether it's the Boston Celtics just running a decade, the Los Angeles Lakers kind of running two parts of two decades in the 80s. The Bulls ran the show in the 90s. In 99 to 2010, 9 out of 12 championships were won by either the Lakers or the San Antonio Spurs. You know, the Raptors, the Cavs, and the Mavericks were in those mixes as well, but those were both considered rare, especially because LeBron went back. Toronto had Kawhi. Dallas was just like a team of destiny that year with Dirk. I mean, the NBA is defined by its dynasties. So, I mean, it's Golden State went on that stretch where they won. 19 of the league's 30 active franchises. Only 19 of the league's active 30 active franchises have ever won a title. It's pretty nuts, right? Seven of those 19 last won before 1980. This century, 9 teams, less than a third of the league, have split the 21 available titles, with 16 of the 21 going to just 4 franchises: the Lakers, Spurs, Heat, and Warriors. That's crazy. That's a problem with the NBA. People don't like that as much. I always say it, though. Basketball's the game that really truly identifies the champion. There's no Cinderella stories in the NBA. There's no upsets like there is in football, in the NFL. Something about this year is different, though. There's a team like the Brooklyn Nets, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Nuggets. Never won a title before. Four of the best odds. I think the Lakers and the Sixers are in there, but they've won. So obviously when you talk about the teams that don't, the Brooklyn Nets have an 18% chance of winning the title. The Clippers have a 13% chance of winning the title. The Jazz, 12%. The Nuggets, 11%, are among the 6 teams with the best chances to win an NBA title this season. I bring this up because Jamal Murray saying he wasn't ready for games 1 and 2 after the All-Star break. This is your chance, Denver Nuggets fans. I'm not saying you can't win a title again, but what did the Golden State Warriors do? They won a title with their group that they built up from scratch, the homegrown Golden State Warriors. And then Kevin Durant wanted to come to town, and they won 2 more. You can create, you can build something here. And I'm telling you, the path of least resistance is doing it in 2021. I'm not putting an asterisk on this season, are you? We're done with that. It's over. There's no fans? Okay, these guys are used to it. That's fine. Let's roll. There are fans in some. There's no more bubble. There's no more of that. But it still is a strange start to the season. But they all started at the same start line. So this is your opportunity, and I guess when I read these kind of articles, and I'm just like, wow, the Nuggets have just as good a shot as anybody. Realistically, they have just as good a shot as anybody. And your star player. Now, Joker is their star player. There's no doubt about that now. Jamal is paid like their star player. And the bubble told us that he was a super mega star, that he was taking over before our very eyes, that he was a social justice warrior / NBA mega, mega star. And yet, over the All-Star break, didn't want to touch a basketball. Nikola Jokic touched a basketball because he's an All-Star, because he got in. I mean, I saw RJ Hampton wrote, rookie for the Nuggets, tweeted out that Jamal should be in the All-Star game, should be an All-Star. No, but based on the last 10 games, okay, but we don't base him off the last 10 games. Who's he in over? He's not an All-Star. And he wanted to get away. He's battled some injuries. Okay, and I get it. If you battle injuries and you want to say, I didn't touch basketball. But that's no excuse. I need to be ready to play. And I wasn't. I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where I don't know if I want to hear it. I guess I want to believe it because it's true. He wasn't ready. He had 3 points and 10 the next night. He was 4 for 13 that night when he had 10. I don't know if I want it to be said. I like honesty with players. I really do. But when you come out and just say you weren't ready for 2 pretty important games, which, again, the Nuggets win 1, they lose 1, and they come back and beat the Pacers, and he had 16. I just don't know. Is that what's wrong with Jamal Murray? The rebound thing didn't really buy into that, did he? Mike Malone said, I want Jamal to be averaging 6 rebounds per game. Why do you think that is? You got a lot of guys on the board. Is that Mike Malone basically saying, I need this point guard to be more of a Swiss Army knife because, let's face it, he's not going to be dropping 25 every night for me. Joker's going to drop the points. Porter's eventually going to creep into that role. Go check out my gallery there at theholeshow.com, the archives, I should say, of my deep thoughts from Wandering Mind. Go find the Michael Porter Jr. one. The Porter Jr. should be the secondary star instead of Jamal Murray. Is that Mike Malone? I'm doing a lot of reading into things today. Is that Mike Malone saying, I want Jamal to get other stats because I don't know if he's going to be the guy going forward as we progress, as Michael Porter Jr. grows in his career, which Porter has been better every game, it does seem like, which is crazy. And I've said from the beginning of this year, he's going to probably overtake Jamal. I just don't know, man. And the broadcasters, listen, I love the broadcasters at altitude, but they get into this, oh, at any minute, the Murray flurry, here it comes, the Murray flurry. Any minute, here it comes, it's coming. Oh, we can't wait. Once he gets into the Murray flurry mode, I don't need my superstars to get into a mode. I can, yeah, sure, take over mode, all right. But I need you to be in Murray flurry mode. I don't want to be in, oh, you have 0 points through one quarter, 5 in the second, 3 in the third. Oh, my goodness, here comes 14 in the fourth. That's phenomenal that you can turn it on like that, but I love watching Jamal Murray play when he's at his best. But I don't know. I mean, the writing's starting to be... When I hear things like that, I start to connect the dots of, okay, you're inconsistent. You just said you weren't ready for game one and two. You don't really know if you can be a guy that gets 6 rebounds per game. Even if you don't you just say, yeah, I welcome that challenge. I welcome that challenge. I want to get to that point. I absolutely do. But I think there's even deeper meaning there that Mike Malone would like to see Jamal be a guy that provides some other stats if he's not going to be providing 24 points per game, 25 points per game. Now, Joker's averaging 27 points per game. Jamal Murray is averaging 21 points per game, which isn't bad. But let's face it, he has ramped it up the last 10 games. Michael Porter Jr. is sitting at 15, who had a terrible start to the season and was like 4 games he was great, and then he was out for a month. So I just think that when you look at this, the writing is on the wall. Porter, not Murray, is going to start to be the second guy, the second star, as far as, you know, getting the 20, 25 points per game, and Jamal Murray needs to be able to provide other stats for this team. That's where we're going to go eventually. And if you can't get there, who knows? I mean, the Nuggets have been solid right now. They've been very good. But here's what Porter's done in his games recently. 20 points against the Pacers, 8 rebounds. 23 points against the Mavericks, 8 rebounds. 21 points against the Grizzlies, 9 rebounds. 24 points against the Pacers, 11 rebounds. 11-7 against Milwaukee, 17-1 assist against the Bulls. Those were not great games, but the last few, you're starting to see other stats. But then you go even further down the line, 20-18, 20-10, 18-10, 22-7. He is doing that. He is providing those other stats. Jamal's not a traditional point guard. So you either need him to be a 24, 25 point per game guy. He has to be 20 points. Like, that's what he's doing right now. Have to be there. But I just, those comments struck me, and I put those together with what we've been seeing this last year or two with Jamal Murray. 37 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Von Miller, Broncos country divided on the decision to pick up Von Miller's option. It's very interesting. Also, more on Nico Medved. Why would Nico Medved not consider this a stepping stone job? What would keep him in Colorado State? Money or something else? 38 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, I was hurting after shoveling all that snow on Sunday. It was tough. And I tell you, it's nice, though. I was hurting because I was doing, you know, you're wrenching in different ways. You're shoveling, you're scooping, you're whatever, you're digging just to get that snow out of there as fast as possible because I didn't want to be out there. But it was nice to be able to go to the chiropractic standard. And we've been able to go, like, my plan has been, okay, these areas are where I'm really hurting, upper back, kind of a shoulder issue. And so we've been working with that. But then I was able to go in and say, guys, I'll be honest, it's pretty jacked everywhere. I just feel twisted and contorted. And and I like that because it's not like, no, this isn't part of your plan. You know, they were able to find those key spots. And I'm telling you, man, I walk out and I'm just like, holy cow. I feel great. I feel like $1 million. I was able to get up the next day, get some exercise in, feeling great. The chiropractic standard has taken care of me. With my back issues, and I've been feeling better every day. And it's not a go in, get your back cracked, get some instant relief, and then you feel good for an hour or two, and then suddenly it's back. Sitting in your car, you're uncomfortable. No, this is a long-term plan. It's not like extremely long-term, but this is the long game approach. You know, they're trying to take care of you so you don't have to go back every single month, every other week, whatever. Not to say you won't need them in the future, but the idea is that you're not checking in all the time. And that's the chiropractic standard. Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. I like both of them because they have different plans on both sides. Some of them do different. Dr. Tyler will do something a bit different than Dr. Harada will do. Dr. Harada kind of goes at it. She can hurt people. And then Dr. Tyler's kind of more of the, all right, make sure everything's good, lined up here, we're good here, all right. So it's quite the approach. It's really great. I know Colfax.
Yes.
Someone very important to you has been visiting the chiropractic standard.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend, straight up, she was a competition figure skater her whole life. She's has massive back problems at this point, and nothing has worked. She's gone to all the different places, different chiropractors, you know, the crack and goes. And, yeah, you're good for an hour, a day, a week, and then it's back.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I was like, well, let's go try the chiropractic standard.
Yeah.
And she's been doing it about maybe a month and a half. And just from what I know, just seeing her move around, she is 100 times better.
100%. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
And she's about halfway through her whole thing.
And she's got, like, I've got aches. She's got probably some legitimate pain if she's in that crazy of a sport.
I mean, she's like describing what they saw her back as. I don't know if she wants to be talking about it, but too bad. But like her spine was just, you know, just a curled mess of bone and cartilage, and it's just like, and they're working it out. They're working it out, and she's walking around with little to no pain at this point.
The tools they use, man. I mean, it's just
She describes like a little thing that like clicks.
Yeah. It's kind of nuts. It works. Like you don't even feel it kind of working when it's working, and then suddenly you get up off the table and you walk out and you're feeling good. We're gonna try to get the docs in here at some point. Talk to them a little bit because I don't know any of the science behind it. I just know I lie down and bam, stuff happens.
<It's working.
laughs> And I feel better when I leave. That's the chiropractic standard in Greeley. Guys, if you're hurting, girls, if you're hurting, check them out. Chiropractic standard. 46 minutes after the hour. Is Nico Medved going to be the next Sonny Lubick? That's the thing. Like, Sonny Lubick is a legend. He's a guy that could have had a million different jobs, a million different places. But in his brain, I wanted to do it in Colorado. I wanted to be here, and I wanted to do it with the Rams. I love Fort Collins. I love this area. And it worked for him. And there are some coaches like that. Our power trip guys that are on right before us were talking to the Longmont head coach the other day. Tremendous coach. And they asked him, like, you never took the Longmont High School, right? You never took the next step. Why didn't you? You know you had offers. He's like, actually, yeah, Tad Boyle had that when he started with CU, you know, certainly. Things came up, but I just at that time just didn't seem right. And of course, back then it was like the assistant coach jobs you didn't get a whole lot of cheese for, man. So you do have to quit what you're doing, and that's full time gig. Would he be the guy that can say, I want to build a foundation here? The odds are no. I mean, I love Nico Medved, and nobody would blame him if he left. Nobody would. You got to do it. This is what sports is all about, the ultimate prize, right? It's all about winning a title. Okay, and it's about other things, too, with student athletes and doing great, and everybody's good, you're good, I'm all happy. But we hire you as a head coach because we want success for our team. And the ultimate success is to win a title. The road for Colorado State to win a title in basketball isn't as hard as football, but it's still tough. At-large bids are not handed out very easily in the Mountain West Conference. So, sadly, I don't see him here long-term. If he doesn't go to Minnesota this year, I don't know if he's the front-runner for that job. I think Dutcher's the front-runner for that job at San Diego State. But if he doesn't go to that job and they come out next year, which I think they're going to be even better next year, then that could be it, which is a sad thing to say. Unfortunately, I think it's the truth. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. Didn't get to half of what we want to talk about. This Deshaun Watson story is absolutely crazy. We will see more of that as it progresses. All I leave you with on that is, again, read the reports, read the stories. Don't make any decisions in your own brain about who's right, who's wrong. Get the facts, gather the facts. From my reading of it, it does seem a bit fishy on the masseuse's part of it, at least the fact that they asked for the settlement before even really taking this thing to court. And again, there's allegedly a text out there somewhere with Sean Watson apologizing for these set acts. I guess we'll find out. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. It's a party on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. If you're not in our bracket challenge, we're going to give you a few last second shots here, but we have some amazing gifts coming. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, and we're waiting. CRP 4x4 just threw this in, too, like one of those monster race car, remote control race car deals. They're going to put one of those in the mix as well. We know that Bear Insurance LLC is going to be thrown in. You saw I posted it on Facebook. It is a beautiful framed picture of some of the greatest moments in Broncos history. There's a Terrell Davis image of him running for a touchdown against the Packers in their Super Bowl. Elway against the Falcons. Von Miller doing his thing against the Panthers. Peyton Manning there too. So in their Super Bowl moments, some of the greatest Super Bowl heroes in Broncos history. That's a nice piece for the man cave, the office, whatever. A free foursome of golf, courtesy of Eaton Country Club. Also, a $100 gift certificate to new friends of the show, Rose Flowers in Loveland. That's a great local flower shop that survived this whole pandemic. So, again, these are local businesses. We'd love for you guys to support them. And joining our March Madness Bracket Challenge, letting these sponsors know. If you want in, you can text us if you want, 970-478-1301. You can message us on our Facebook page. A lot of people are doing that, and we'll get you in the mix there. Whew, Colfax, closing thoughts. Deshaun Watson, this was a crazy story. Football-wise, it does make me wonder if the value is coming down. I don't know. But personal-wise, innocent until proven guilty. Deshaun Watson claiming that the Busby attorney fired off at him first for a settlement, six-figure settlement, and then said that they were going to proceed with the lawsuit. So that was a little interesting to me. Jamal Murray, man, I need you to pretend to be better before you're going to be better. Mamba mentality, right? Everyone's talking about how much they love Kobe Bryant and how much they respect him. If coach asks you to get six boards per game.
How high, coach?
That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.